Well, Ernie and Mark, thanks for being here with us today.
Hey, it's nice to be here. We're excited about this coming Saturday. A lot of people have worked real hard to try to put an event on. This is a fundraiser for the Kiwanis Miracle Playground. All the funds that's raised here will go towards that project. To date, we've raised around $85,000. We need to raise $170,000. We have probably about $30,000 worth of grants that we know we're at. If some of those come in, we'll be in good shape. So we're looking probably to raise yet $50,000 or $55,000. We're real pleased with the way the fundraising is going. We're a little disappointed that we didn't get to start the playground this spring, but it's all going to work out for the better because we're going to have a dry playground when we get done, when the city gets the new sewer and grading done there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so hopefully this event will give us another big step forward toward that project. Mark, talk about the 5K. I know there's still time to sign up for that 5K, and there's a few other events going on in the morning hours as well.
Yeah, I got involved with the Miracle Playground. We're having a 5K fun run walk. Don't let that deter you if you're not a professional runner, because a year ago I was far from that myself, but I've got into this. If you just want to bring the grandkids, bring the kids, come push them in a stroller or whatever and have a fun day, come on out. There's plenty of room to sign up yet. We've got several really good sponsors for this event. We've got Iowa State Savings Bank, Pella Motors, Pella Regional Health Center, Hy-Vee, KNIA, Carol S. is helping us out with it. We've got a lot of good prizes coming up at this event, too. We've got a 30-minute flight from Knoxville Aviation. We've got a draw for two tickets to the World of Outlaws on Saturday night to be given away. Also, the winners in the female and the male will receive an American flag. Friday being American Flag Day, we wanted to address that a little bit. And then we'll also give two other flags away. We'll draw for them at random, anybody that's running the 5K. And also, anybody that wears their June Jamboree shirt to the racetrack Saturday night will receive $5 off their admission to the World of Outlaws on Saturday night.
So a lot of good stuff there with the 5K in itself, and it's actually going to kind of be cool with like the introduction. There'll be the national anthem, there'll be a shotgun start.
American Legion is going to be presenting the colors prior to the start of the children's race, and we'll be doing the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem, and they will of course present the colors. So it's going to be kind of a celebrate American Flag Day, Flag Week. Friday will be Flag Day, and we're saying this should be Flag Week. We're hoping that maybe this is a tradition that could take wings and maybe something that would happen every year celebrating the American flag.
We also have not just the 5K, but at 8:30 we have a kids' fun run that is free. Bring the kids out. It don't cost nothing. We'll have a little prize for the kids at the end. And we're trying to get the mascot from the racetrack out there. And I hopefully, if the weather will cooperate, we'll get that done.
The 5K route's pretty cool in that people will wind through some of the VA lots and that sort of thing. Maybe give some people a chance to go through some areas that they haven't in a while.
Yeah, and we'll go through the back of the VA and people will get to see that. And then we're going to take them through Graceland Cemetery and run through there. It's really a pretty nice run. I've ran the course a few times and it's really a nice run. It's not too tough of a course, so it'll be fun for people to come out, and really they can make a whole day of it with the kids' fun run at first, and then the parents or family, whoever can run the 5K, and then we can have a little breakfast, and there's all kinds of events for kids going on during the day with the dunk tank and the National Guide climbing wall, the Hall of Fame. We've just got a whole plethora of events. A car show going on. There'll be something to do all day long.
Yeah, and Ernie, I know you know a little bit about that too. Like Mark said, a whole lot of events going on. Live music as well. The Big Red Radio will be out there. It sounds like it should be a good time for the entire family.
Well, part of the signing up of the run is that Kiwanis is providing them with a free pancake breakfast. And we thought it would be neat to start at 7 o'clock so that people that are used to coming to our pancake breakfasts, we generally have them in February, but this one is in June. And we welcome the public to come out because all the funds that we raise for that will also go to the playground. We'll have, of course, my carnival, Smitty's Kids Amusements. I'm donating all the proceeds from that to the playground. Also, we'll have Kettle Corn, and all the proceeds from that will go to the playground. We've already mentioned the National Guard Sprint Car Hall of Fame is going to have a couple of race cars for us. We're still hoping that Slideway Cart might have a couple of things for us. Also, to raise funds, we're doing three raffles. And the way that came about was I went out and asked four different people for some things to raffle, thinking I might get one, and I got three. So Motor Inn gave us an 01 Buick LeSabre. We're selling raffle tickets, and we'll be selling raffle tickets up until the drawing. We have a quilt that was given to us by the Knoxville Quilters, and that will be, I think, at 3:30. And then also Pelham Motors is going to have their support equipment they use at the racetrack, and he also has a two-seated race car. So we're going to raffle off a ride around the racetrack in a sprint car. We have two rides, and so what we're doing is we're raffling off one ride, and the other one we're going to auction off at 4 o'clock. You have to buy a raffle ticket in order to bid, and we're hoping that somebody really wants to do that ride, and maybe we can jump that up to $100 or $150 to raise funds for the playground. Something that is real exciting, and we didn't have much attendance to it last year, but the firemen had a lot of fun. From 1 o'clock until 3 p.m., the Knoxville and Rural Firefighters will have a water fight, and that'll be just north of the playground on the VA property. We have lots of parking. Come on out. You're not going to have to walk very far. We're also going to have drinks and food. We're going to have the pancake from 7 until 11, and the Rib Shack will be there from 10 until 3. They're going to have ribs, pulled pork sandwich, and probably a walking taco. They'll have drinks, pop, water. We're hoping we get Knoxville to come out and really support this and make it an event that we can grow on next year and have an annual event.
Well, yeah, and once again, we'll have that full schedule up for you here at KNICarolessa.com on the Let's Talk page. Is there anything either of you two would like to add as we wrap up today?
Yeah, as people come out to enjoy the event and the 5K fun run walk, if they'll enter off of Pleasant Street to the main entrance to the VA grounds, they can park in that area, and it's real close to the starting line that we're going to have for the 5K. We want people to come out and really have a good time, and like I say, don't be shy about coming and running a 5K. I'm one that can speak from that from the heart. I had a heart attack at 25 years old, and I run quite a few 5Ks now, and it's really good for you to get out and do these things, and we can have fun doing it.
No, I think that's about it. We were disappointed that we didn't do our dedication, but it looks like with the June Jamboree and Ragbri, and of course in August the Nationals, it's going to be hard for me to get volunteers to do this playground. So we're looking right now probably starting in the middle of September. And I know that's a disappointment to people, but for the next 3 months, we've got a lot of things going on here in Knoxville, and so we'll get it done.